newly married, they got so that we had to dip our cattle. And it was a law that was enforced from Baton Rouge that those cattle had to be dipped. It was mostly on account of ticks in them time. Cattle ticks, they called them, would get in them. And,
I know, but... Uh-huh.
Well, we had... All of 1 million parish was under that construction. And there's a man that came here, and it took a lot of horseback riding. And me and a cousin to my wife, Johnny, he was a good cowboy. And I was highly recommended as one. So they were sent down here, and he and I was appointed as two range riders, they called. We had to follow the people from one place to another and see that the herd was all picked in. Not one brute would stay behind. Well, that man come and he boarded with me here. He was sent from Baton Rouge. He was a rough one. He was a cowboy. And I went and showed him his room. Now, and I started to walk out. He said, "Wait, I want to show you something." He had a great big old .38 pistol. And then he pulled out. I said, "What you brought that thing here for?" He says, "Well, they told me that y'all had some bad people here." I said, "That's a misrecommendation. That's a daughter of mine from De Quincey. Can you imagine?"
"Ron, back in there. Said, help."
"My second daughter."
"Oh."
"And that's how that bugger to be hooked up with me."
"Really?"
"Yeah.
Oh.
He, you met him in Abbeville, eh?" Glenn and Ina, my daughter that left here this morning."
"Oh, well, yeah, they recommended, I told you, Mr. Dan recommended that I talk with you." "Yeah.
Were you interviewing Daddy?"
"Yeah, I'm."
"I tell you what, I cooked until I couldn't leave what I had left cooked. I covered it all with aluminum."
"Really?
Are you doing that tonight?" "Yeah. I'm
men,
a spell,
people that would come here, you know, pretty much like you are, and get information." "I said, well, I hate to talk about it." I said, "Because you take my situation.
He's better.
She taught school.
When he takes that, it's scary.
And
you know,
Donald,
and the
school teacher. My oldest daughter was a school teacher. The other one that came here that met you first, she taught school. And my oldest daughter's husband was a school teacher. And my third daughter, husband, he was a school teacher, and he finally got up to be a principal of the, superintendent of the parish. And I said, my second daughter's husband was a cattleman. And I said, he learned to sign his name after he married my daughter. And I said, he makes the prettiest flower you ever saw when he signs a check." "And it's true." I said, "Now if the school was to go out and the cattle goes kaflunk," I said, "I'm blowed up. I got to take that whole bunch
and
try to take care of
it. And then all of we my old multiplied, that would be the Dickens, huh?"
"We're not.
It's just like I'm telling you that.
Come
and I had
you.
No schooling. I was always able to sign my name.
Come to the hospital,
but
Roy
couldn't.
Well,
he buried my daughter.
They
lived on Mulberry and they lived at Cheney Ting. Well, then I began
to the
hospital in the winter time.
Well, Mickey and
we almost had to take our cattle away from them. And that was the winter grazing."
"Yeah. They're having a big drive now."
"Ready.
Mama Donna's gonna kill
to go to bed."
"Yeah, I got the